An energy independence bill passed by Congress last year has pushed more money into updating the network of wires and other transmission facilities that bring power to your home and workplace. There are several steps the electric industry and government are considering to make the power grid more efficient and reliable, and to potentially cut costs for consumers and power companies. Dennis Ray directs the Power Systems Engineering Research Center at UW-Madison and sees great potential in smart grid. He says it could be possible to have some of your appliances talk to the grid.
Basically, there would be a small computer put in your home, and that computer would talk with the utilities as they control the network, and at times when there's perhaps a need for reducing load for reliability purposes, the computer in your home could turn off an appliance that's not being used at the moment for your personal use, but still may be consuming energy.
Ray says it could be that your air conditioner might shut down for 15 minutes. He says a smart grid might also let you control appliances via the internet. He says he realizes there might be privacy concerns about remote control of items like your TVs and toaster ovens.
Allowing internet access to the smart grid is going to be a concern that cybersecurity protocols need to be in place.
Ray says utilities might also use smart grid to detect transmission problems and prevent cascading blackouts, and better integrate energy from renewable sources. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.